जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जान वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद,
जय
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Vishwapada Brahmahamsa Parijagacharya Sutra Shatra Shri Srimad Abhay Channar Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishwapada Paramahamsa Parijagacharya Sutra Shatra Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Shri Prabhupada Ki ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, शिवपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading from Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 68. Yatha hi yuyam nripadeva dustyajad. Yatha hi yuyam nripadeva dustyajad. आपद्गणात् उतरतात्मनः प्रभो, आपद्गणात् उतरतात्मनः प्रभो, यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गज क्रतून्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गज क्रतून्, यथा हि यूयाम् नृपदेव दुस्त्यजात्, आपद्गणात् उतरतात्मनः प्रभो, यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गज क्रतून्। यथा हि यूयाम् नृपदेव दुश्चजात्, अपाद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मनः प्रभो, यद्वादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, अहर्षे निर्जित दिग्गजाक्रतून्। यथा हि यूयाम् नृपदेव दुश्चजात्, आपद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मनः प्रभो, यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गजाक्रतून्। यथा हि यूयाम् नृपदेव दुश्चजात्, अपाद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मनः प्रभो, यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गजाक्रतू। यथा हि यूयाम् नृपदेव दुश्चजात्, आपद्गणात् उतरतात्मनः प्रभो, यत्पादस्य पङ्केरुह सेवया भवान्, आहारस्य निर्जित दिग्गजाक्रतु। माताजीस्, okay, all right, after this. Yatha hi yuyam nripadeva dustyajat, आपद गणात उतरतात्मना प्रभो यत्पाद पंके रूहस्ते वया भवान अहर्षे निर्जिता दिग्गज क्रतू मदरिस यता हि यूयं नृपदेव दुस्तिजान आपद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मना प्रभो यत्पादपङ्केरुह सेवया भवान् अहर्षि निजता दिग्गजाश्रतुम् यदा हि यूयं निजदेव दुश्चजात् आपद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मना प्रभो हर्षनिजद दिग्गज क्रतुम् यथा हि यूयं देव दुस्तजात् अपद्गणात् उत्तरतात्मना प्रभो भवान् वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् यथा एज हि इन्डीड् यूयम् All of you, the Pandavas, Nripa Deva, O Lord of the kings, human beings and demigods, Dustyajat, insurmountable, Apat, dangerous conditions, Ganat, from all, Uttarata, escaped, Atmana, own, Prabho, of the Lord, Yat Pada Pankya Ruha, whose lotus feet, Sevaya, by serving, Bhavan, yourself, Aharashit, performed, Nirjita, defeating, Diggaja, the most powerful enemies, who are like elephants, Kratun, ritualistic ceremonies, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O King Yudhishthir, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By His grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Purport. Placing himself as an ordinary householder, Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired from Narada Muni, how a griha mudhadhi, a person who is entangled in household life and who thus continues to remain a fool, can be delivered. Narada Muni encouraged Maharaj Yudhishthir by saying, you are already on the safe side because you, along with your entire family, have become a pure devotee of Krishna. By Krishna's grace, the Pandavas conquered in the battle of Kurukshetra and were saved from many dangers posed not only by kings, but sometimes even by the demigods. Thus, they are a practical example of how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna. Everyone should follow the example of the Pandavas who showed how to be saved by the grace of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this material world and at the end of life return home back to Godhead. In the material world, there are always dangers at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Nonetheless, if one takes shelter of Krishna without hesitation and keeps under the shelter of Krishna, he can easily cross the ocean of nescience. Samasritaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare. To the devotee, this great ocean of nescience becomes like a puddle of water in the hoofprint of a cow. A pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna, and thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Jai shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we continuing the conversation between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Narad Muni. And here Narad Muni is answering to Yudhishthira Maharaj's question. And the conversation continues. So here is another nice verse which is glorifying Lord's protection for his devotees, his sincere devotees, like the Pandavas. And so there's some very nice words here that we can discuss a little bit later as well. So, you know, he says that the Lord protects everyone, because we can see how, you know, there are many elephants in the Amazon, and they're eating so much, and they never die out of hunger. And there are many people who are atheists, there are many people who are Mayavadis, there are many people who are just living an ordinary life, and Krishna protects everyone. So why would he not protect his devotees? Isn't it? Especially those sincere devotees who are trying to dedicate their time, their money, their energies, their life, their resources for his service. Then Krishna is specifically inclined to protect them and help them. And the Prabhupada is explaining in the purport here that here is a Pandavas, here is the example of Pandavas and how they are the practical example of how a devotee or how the devotees are protected by the Lord. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, says, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhaktya praneshati. He says, Arjuna declared boldly that my devotees will never perish. So, it's a promise that Krishna could have made himself, but to emphasize it further, he makes it done, gets it done through his devotee. So, because we know that sometimes Krishna breaks his own promise, and sometimes, you know, in future people might doubt that, oh, Krishna, if Krishna said, okay, he will protect, you know, maybe he will protect, maybe he will not protect. But now the devotee, his pure devotee has said, then Krishna has to protect. So, Arjuna, he tells Arjuna to declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. It's actually always be protected. And there's a nice verse in the prayers by Queen Kunti in the first canto, 8th chapter. And there's a list of all the prayers are explained. And it explains there how all the different difficulties that the Pandavas went through. And Kunti Maharaj actually lists them all and says how Krishna actually protected. So the verse goes like that. We'll go word by word. And he said, Vishan, which is from the poison. So there's this pastime where when Pandavas were young boys and they were having a picnic with the Kauravas and all the kids were there together. They're still very young. And Duryodhana was, of course, very envious from the very young age, and they wanted to kill all the Pandavas, and so he tried to feed Bhima with poison cake, and Bhima was very hungry, and Duryodhana made sure that there is enough poison in there to kill 100 men, and he put all this poison in this cake, and when Bhima was hungry, then Duryodhana asked, okay, bring the cake, you know, everyone is hungry, let's everyone eat. And he fed the whole cake to Bhima, which can kill 100 grown-up men. And Bhima is still a young boy. And he ate the whole thing. And he's still feeling fine. And Duryodhana is wondering, how can he still be okay? And so he's waiting, and nothing is happening. And Duryodhana was starting to doubt, you know, like, if the poison was actually true, did his servant actually do the job? But after some time, of course, the poison worked, and Bhima started feeling a little sleepy. And when finally all the Pandavas sort of went for a nap, then Kauravas and company decided that they'll lift him up and throw him in the river and kill him. And of course, as he was drowning into the waters, all the snakes, you know, he started entering into the region of Varuna, and all the snakes, like the security guards, they started biting to stop him from going any further. But the bites of the snakes actually counteracted the poison that was in the body, and somehow entered the region of Varuna, and the whole pastime happened, how he ended up getting the, instead of poison, he actually ended up getting the nectar, and he actually got so much of those liquids, drinks, which would actually make him or give him the strength of 10,000 elephants. So he came out not dead, but actually much more stronger. So Krishna protected his devotees in Mahagne, in the great fire, where there was a, when they were incognito, and there was this house of lac, and that was set on fire. And of course, the Pandavas were already made aware that your house is going to be set on fire, be ready. And they made a tunnel underneath. And just before the fire was going to set, Bhima took his arms and just told all the Pandavas and Queen Kunti, everyone, hang on my shoulders. I'm going to get you out of here. And he ran the whole night for many kilometers. And when they came out, all the Pandavas were tired, hanging on the shoulders. And they said, okay, now we need to take some rest. And they took rest in the forest. And then there was a whole pastime of the Hidimba and Hidimbi, and how Hidimba tried to kill the Pandavas. And Bhima saved them, and somehow they were rescued. There was the Asat Sabha, where Draupadi was going to be stripped naked by the evil plans of the Kauravas and Karna. And although Draupadi was trying to save herself and her dignity, still she was not able to, because of course the Kshatriya warriors were so much more stronger than her. And so she was trying to protect, and she was praying to Krishna at the same time. And despite all her strength and all her trying her best to protect herself, she could not. And then finally she just gave up and said, Krishna, you help me. I can't do it by myself. And that's when Krishna provides unlimited sari and how Draupadi is saved. So also great pastime, which really shows how, you know, we can be holding on. We can be thinking that, oh, you know, by my own trial that I will protect myself. But actually, when we surrender to Krishna fully, then Krishna protects us. There was also the Vanavas, which is the exile in the forest, and how they had to go through so much of suffering. They had to stay incognito. And all those many challenges that they had to go through. But then, after the incognito, after the whole process of exile, when they finally came to the war, to the final, the war of Mahabharata, the great war, the Pandavas were faced with some of the most formidable warriors. Some of these warriors, like here he's explaining, he says they were Diggaja. Gaja means the elephant. Diggaja means the big elephants. Strong. Strong personalities and warriors that knew no defeat. Nobody in the history or in presence could ever defeat them. They're so extremely powerful. There was the Bhishma, there's a Drona, there was the Karna. So there's this great, great warriors and massive army in comparison to the Pandavas army. Their army was so much more bigger that there was practically impossible to win against them. But Queen Kunti explains, and here in the verse also explains, that actually they still came out victorious. And how is it possible? You know, there was this pastime of when Abhimanyu was killed through crooked means by so many warriors. Usually in the Kshatriya court is one-on-one. There is always warrior versus a warrior. Or if the warrior is very strong, they can face against few warriors. But then these came, the Abhimanyu was faced against all the great guns, all the big warriors, and they all attacked him from all the sides and stopped him, and he was only 16. And these warriors were, you know, all Bhishma and Karna and Duryodhan and his children, everyone. So everyone came, and finally through crooked means they killed him. And so the next day, Arjuna took a vow that, you know, I'm going to kill this Jayadrath because of him that my son Abhimanyu died. And when the Kauravas found out that he has taken this vow, then they made this whole plan of like the entire army in front of Pandavas and Jayadrath all the way at the back. And he had to practically go through the entire army to kill this Jayadrath. And they were throwing all these big warriors in front of Arjuna because they knew that Arjuna cannot be stopped. So after all that warriors, still through Krishna's help, somehow Arjuna goes through the entire army and kills Jayadrath just before the sun is about to set. And when Jayadrath is killed, Duryodhan understands that, look, I don't think there is any hope for us to win now. Because if Arjuna can go through the entire army and kill Jayadrath, then what is the hope for us? But then, of course, his evil friends, they said, no, we are much more stronger, we'll plan better. And then great warriors like Bhishma, how the Bhishma was, there was a whole vow that Bhishma took of going to kill all the Pandavas because Duryodhan tried to, tried to challenge Bhishma that, you know, you are just taking the favor of the enemies and the Pandavas because they are, you know, they are your relatives and therefore you're not fighting with full enthusiasm. And Bhishma took a vow that, okay, I'll kill all the 5 Pandavas tomorrow or I will make Krishna break his vow. And it's an amazing pastime there where Bhishma is fighting so ferociously that everyone is shocked and everyone is scared to go in front of Bhishma at that time. And Arjuna at one point faces Bhishma and is practically defeated by all the means. And there's this last chance for Bhishma to go and kill Arjuna. And just before Arjuna is going to get shot dead, Krishna realizes that this is the time, you know. Now it's risky and my pure devotee can die right now. So just to protect, he actually jumps out of the chariot. He picks up the wheel of a chariot from nearby and he lifts it and he starts running. So, you know, in the war fields, you know, like there is at least a few kilometers of distance between the two chariots. So it's not like they're not like right next to each other. So he starts running towards Bhishma with this chariot on his hand and he's ready to kill. And Krishna is so much in anxiety that my devotee is going to die and I must protect him. And so therefore he starts charging towards Bhishma. He said, "You rascal," he said, "now because of you this fight is happening and now my pure devotee is going to die." And he's constantly running towards Bhishma. And Arjuna is trying to stop him. He said, "Krishna, please stop. You know, you have taken the vow. You will not lift a weapon. Don't break your vow. I promise I will fight much more strongly. I will defeat Bhishma. Don't worry." But Krishna is just so carried away by the anxiety that my devotee is going to die. My devotee is going to get hurt. I can't tolerate this. And he started running towards Bhishma. And then at one point, Arjuna realized that by hearing Krishna, you know, by shouting at Krishna, Krishna will not hear. So then he ran behind Krishna. He caught hold of Krishna's feet and he started like tried to stop him. But Krishna had so much anxiety, he didn't realize that Arjuna is hanging on his feet and he started dragging Arjuna along. And he's still running and running. And Arjuna is trying his best to stop Krishna. And then when he couldn't stop, then he started like, he stamped on the ground. He made a trench to stop Krishna. And Krishna still didn't realize that Arjuna is behind me and that he's trying to stop me and he's trying so hard. All the while Arjuna is shouting, "Please, please stop. It's okay. You know, I will fight. We will defeat this enemy. Don't worry." But Krishna was so much in anxiety that he cannot let this happen. He cannot let Arjuna die or even get defeated. So that is the mood of Krishna, that is to see that how he cannot tolerate his devotee dying or getting defeated. So, and you also know the pastime of how during the Mahabharata, how, you know, in the night time when all the war, both the fields, both the parties, they would make plans, the strategies, tomorrow, how we are going to form our army, where everyone will be positioned, how we are going to attack, how we are going to defend. So there's like this whole strategy and planning happening by all the great warriors on Duryodhana's side, Kaurava's side, and on the Pandava's side, what is Arjuna doing? Arjuna is sleeping and is snoring. And Krishna is wondering, how can you sleep? You know, these people are making so much plans. And he wakes Arjuna up, "Come on, get up, you know, we have to plan, we have to strategize." Arjuna said, "No, you are there, I'm not worried." And he goes to sleep. So he's fully safe, he feels fully protected under Krishna's care. And so therefore Prabhupada used to say that Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. If Krishna wants to protect, then who can kill someone? And if Krishna wants to kill someone, then who can defeat the person? So, and Prabhupada used to give an example of sometimes there's a person and he's diseased and sometimes many doctors are trying to protect. But when Krishna wants to take, then no matter how many doctors or how many medicines cannot protect the person. At the same time, if Krishna wants to protect, then even the worst of the situations, somehow the patient recovers and actually gets saved from danger. So ultimately it's Krishna's desire of what happens to any one of us, that if Krishna wants to protect, then of course nothing will happen to any one of us. And Prabhupada also gives the example of Ravana, who was a devotee of Lord Shiva. And so when there was a fight against Lord Ram, and Lord Ram started attacking Ravana, and at one point Ravana started getting defeated, and at that point, you know, he prayed to Lord Shiva, "Please, my Lord, I give my whole life to you. I always prayed to you. I was your sincere devotee. Now kindly please help me. Please protect me from my enemy." And Lord Shiva is just sitting in his abode and he's not even moving. And Parvati asks him, said, my dear Lord, he said, your devotee is calling you. Please go help him, you know. He's in danger. And Lord Shiva said, what can I do, you know? This is, he's fighting against Lord Ram, you know. I can't do anything. I can't protect him. If Krishna wants to kill him, who can save him? So now Krishna wants to kill him. I cannot do anything to offer him any help. So this world is like that. This world is full of dangers. Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. He says, padam padam, yad vipadam. Every step is a danger. And we don't know when the difficulty will come. Or well, the ultimate test of life will come. And it's just like in being in the ocean, you know. Because in the ocean, there are many waves. And there's always danger. Because it's not our place. This is not the place where we belong. Ocean is not our natural environment. And so therefore there is always danger. Danger from aquatics, danger from big waves, danger from storms, from all kinds of problems can come. And so therefore even Prabhupada quite often quoted the example of Titanic. You know, this big ship that was claimed that a ship that would never break. And it was broken on the very first trip. And all the great men of the country actually were drowned. And practically nobody was saved. So, it's a dangerous place. And there are so many challenges that are going to come. So therefore, the best idea is to somehow try and get out of the situation. Get out of this material world. And go back home, back to Godhead. So, because it's a foreign environment, it's an artificial place. So there's always going to be challenges and calamities. And so therefore our focus is to develop our Krishna consciousness while we are here and not get carried away by so many challenges and difficulties that we might have to go through in our life. Therefore, Prabhupada said, the challenge is the solution to all the problems. The solution is in the bead bag. It's chanting Hare Krishna actually can help us solve all our problems. So we need to become Krishna conscious, and by becoming Krishna conscious, actually we can solve all the problems. As Prabhupada, as Narad Muni is speaking in this verse, how he's saying that because of your service to the Supreme Lord, that you have escaped all the dangers. So Krishna is always ready to protect and help his devotees. Although Krishna is equal to everyone, to all the living entities, still, you know, just like it's natural to be more favorable to your own family, to your relatives. So by establishing our relationship with Krishna, we are directly coming to Krishna's personal circle, and Krishna feels responsible to protect his devotees. And when we are trying to serve Krishna and we are trying to become Krishna conscious, we are trying to somehow please Krishna. And Krishna says that one of the best ways to serve him is actually by preaching his message, preaching his glories, is that by actually serving, by actually preaching, we become most dear to him. So he says, Nacha tasmat manushyeshu kashchin me priya kritama. So he says, actually, we can see how by preaching, by outreaching, by helping people come to Krishna, we get to experience Krishna's protection. Again, the same verse is explaining about Krishna's protection by serving him. And we can see in the early days how the devotees were saved from so many troubles. Actually, devotees had to go through so many challenges every time, but then somehow they will all be protected. And actually, I was listening to this one memory of Srila Prabhupada by Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and one of the very early disciples of Prabhupada. And he was mentioning that, he said, yeah, Prabhupada taught us that there's nothing to fear when you're chanting Hare Krishna. He said, if you just chant Hare Krishna, then you don't have to worry about anything. Krishna will protect you. And so he was saying that how Prabhupada was completely fearless, and we were completely fearless. So he was mentioning how when they were in San Francisco, they bought a new temple, and they had a small place where they could hold some programs for Prabhupada, but they had no money for anything. They had no money to pay the rent, no money to pay the food bills, nothing. And it was going on and on and on. They were not getting any money, and now they were in debt. And debt was for 1 month, and now debt was for 2 months, and they still had no money. But then, of course, they had to follow the instructions of Prabhupada, and they had to keep preaching and keep serving, and hopes that something might happen. And so Shyam Sundar Prabhu mentions that one time he was walking on his way in the morning, Mangal Arati time, and he was walking from his place to where the temple was. And while as he was walking, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's absolutely nobody in the street, and he saw all of a sudden these $100 notes flying in the street. And he started catching them. He said, so look around, like, where is it coming from? And there's nobody around. There's an empty land. And all of a sudden, there's money flying in. And so he started collecting them. And when he put it all together, it was the exact amount required to pay the rent, to pay the bills, and pay the food. And they still had no money after that. But, you know, so they still continued. They just kept going. So there are many challenges that they had, but then somehow they overcame that. And we can see very practical examples of many devotees, how because they were engaged in the Sankirtan mission and they were engaged in serving Prabhupada, then many challenges came, but somehow they were protected by Krishna. And that gives us also the hope that it's not just the Pandavas 5,000 years ago who were getting the protection because Krishna was there. But what is the hope for us now? So it's no, actually Krishna is protecting us and helping us with the same capacity as they did, as he did for all the devotees earlier on. So therefore we need to take that leap of faith in our own services, in our own preaching. And that's why, you know, Prabhupada used to always take risks for service, and all the devotees also were similarly taking risks. We set goals for ourselves that I want to help this many people, or I want to distribute this many books, or I want to distribute prasadam, etc. So we set a goal for ourselves, and in that way we challenge ourselves. And then when we have the challenge, then we put ourselves in that position where we know that we cannot do it by ourselves. And then something magical happens in the process of our trying our best to serve Krishna. We often have the situation where we set ourselves a goal that looks so impossible that we wonder how can we ever achieve that. But then somehow we try, and we try our best, and somehow we do it, and we do it much more than what we aimed for. And we can see how that was Krishna's mercy and Krishna's protection. Krishna gave us the right intelligence to make it happen, and in that way we could serve him. So this last quote that I was meditating upon, and I'll finish with that, is Prabhupada. I think it's, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's Prabhupada mentioned practicing Krishna consciousness is very difficult, Prabhupada, and it's very hard. And Prabhupada said that it's better to struggle in Krishna consciousness than struggling, going through many millions of species of life. So we continuing to struggle in Krishna consciousness, and we hope that, we hope and we know that Krishna will protect. So we have to just continue to serve, and with dedication and sincerity, and always pray to Krishna for our help, help us. So with that, we finish. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Any questions or comments or corrections?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. You mentioned how Krishna always protects his devotees, and you mentioned how Prabhupada says if Krishna wants to protect someone, no one can kill them, and if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect them. And you gave examples from Mahabharata how Krishna protected Draupadi from getting stripped, and how he protected the Pandavas in the war. So my question was, we see in the war, Krishna didn't protect Abhimanyu. He let him die at such a young age. Nor did he protect Draupadi's 5 sons. So how do we understand this? Does Krishna only protect his devotees? Or?
Yes, all of them are devotees. And Krishna's protection might look different to our definition of what protection would mean. Because material life means, you know, it's temporary, and at some point we will all have to leave. So if it was that Krishna's protection means that no one would die, then that won't be very practical. So yes, Krishna has his plans and his way of getting things done, and for certain devotees they may live for a very long time. For certain devotees, like Abhimanyu was only 16, or the sons of Draupadi were very, very young, also teenagers, much younger than even Abhimanyu. But yeah, by Krishna's plan, somehow it was time for them to leave. But then Parikshit Maharaj was protected. So who can understand? That's why there's a very nice verse by Bhishma Pitama, in his telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that who can understand the plans of Krishna? That only he knows what he wants. So certainly, as devotees, we know that Krishna is protecting us for sure. So we pray to Krishna to maybe give us the vision to see how this is a protection. So devotee's life also, we have many challenges materially and spiritually, and so we have to pray to Krishna to please show us how is this your protection. And of course we don't consider ourselves qualified, so sometimes even if you're not able to see that right now, we should understand and accept that humbly, and hope that maybe in future we can see how that was Krishna's protection. Anything to add more? Any other
questions? Danger to Pandavas. In the purport,
yes,
Prabhupada mentioned that not only the kings but also the demigods also pose danger to Pandavas. Which all demigods have posed the danger?
Who posed the danger? So one that we know is Indra. One time Indra tried to attack, because there's the whole pastime of Kandava forest. When Agni, one of the demigods, he was sick. He had a stomachache, and he had to eat a lot of herbs, so that herb would be the whole forest for him. But then that was under the custody of Indra. And so Agni came to request and take shelter of Arjuna, please help me, I need the Kandava forest. And Arjuna said, okay, go for it. If anyone stops you, I will make sure that you are uninterrupted. And Indra came to attack, and Arjuna fought back. Also, Arjuna had a fight with Lord Shiva. that's where he got the Pashupati Astra. So, yeah. Yes, Bo. Is it okay? You had another?
Just thinking about what the little Mataji was saying about the protection. You know, you might see that Abhimanyu wasn't protected, but Draupadi was. So then you could be like, well, we're being told that Krishna is protecting us, but Abhimanyu wasn't protected. So is it fair to say that, like, yeah, there might be like unique bodily protection every now and again, but then there's also like ultimate protection for devotees on a spiritual level?
That's there for sure. Mm. The spiritual protection is there for sure.
But maybe the protection of the body might just be like more like a lila sort of.
Yeah. It's all Krishna's desire, Krishna's pastime. He can deal with us how he wants. Mm. You know. So that's not so much up to us. So we accept that as Krishna's arrangement and his plan. And so therefore we should have the humility to accept whatever he gives us. And all the while we pray to Krishna that the one thing that we don't forget is his holy name, and we don't lose his association of his devotees. That's what we pray for. Body or no body, you know, healthy or diseased, it's somewhat in Krishna's hand. So, yeah, we don't have much of a control over that. Okay, thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I wish.